This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs fire crews got a call around 1 this morning to a fire in Monument Valley Park. When engine crew arrived on scene, got it quickly under control. The fire was just north of the Bijou Bridge on the west side of Fountain Creek. The fire was under control within minutes, leading to other resources being called off. 4 people are dead after a small plane crash in southern Colorado. KRDO's Natasha Lynn has more on that.
Teller County rescue crews say it was in a mountainous area near Phantom Canyon Road, which is southeast of Victor. And after hiking 2.5 miles from the road, rescue crews found wreckage they believe is from the single-engine plane. The Teller County Sheriff's Office described the crash site to KRDO as pretty bad, adding the county coroner has been called to the scene at the request of the National Transportation Safety Board. The NTSB says one of their investigators will examine the plane and air traffic communications, and that's in addition to searching for any possible witnesses.
That was KRDO's Natasha Lynn. That plane had left from the Fremont County Airport in Canyon City on Saturday morning en route to Centennial Airport in Denver, but never made it. The jury in the Letitia Stock murder trial continuing their deliberation. The jury began discussing the case Friday after closing arguments were presented by the defense and prosecution.
We take those emotions back and we try to look at this rationally. The only thing that possibly makes sense is a psychotic break. There is no other rational explanation to understand why this happened.
What Gannon had to tell you in this trial through the autopsy, all you need to know, and when the defendant did what she did to him, saying at the time she did it.
Stauch is charged with murder, child abuse resulting in death, and tampering with evidence.
A Colorado Springs man is in the hospital after falling nearly 2,000 feet while skiing near Telluride. The San Miguel County Sheriff's Office says the man was skiing on the Wilson Peak area and fell on Saturday. The 32-year-old was airlifted to a hospital in Grand Junction with what we are being told was traumatic injuries. The cause of his fall has not been reported. And nearly $1,000 grant is on a $100,000 grant is on its way to the Pueblo Police Department, aiming to help boost mental health services within the force. According to our news partners at the Pueblo Chieftain, the Colorado Department of Local Affairs awarded the City of Pueblo with the grant. Last week, City Council approved the ordinance to accept the funding. The grant will cover the cost for mental health counseling provided by the city and will also be used to reimburse officers who plan on paying out of pocket for counselors separate from the department. The City of Pueblo is looking a little cleaner now, thanks to a free trash drop-off over the weekend. This was the second annual Team Up to Clean Up event in Pueblo at the fairgrounds. People were dropping off large trash items and would normally cost money to get rid of it. Pueblo City Council President Heather Graham believes the biggest reason Pueblo sees illegal trash dumping is because of the cost.
Today is the busiest we've seen. We have a line all the way down the block, and it's really just trying to help the community be able to dump for free.
That's Pueblo City Council President Heather Graham.
And the Colorado Department of Transportation is extending its free promotion for its new Bustang route between Trinidad and Pueblo. The agency announced last week that the free rides will last until the end of the month. The route began back in March, runs twice a day, Monday through Friday. There are stops along the way, including Colorado City, Walsenburg, and Aguilar.
Partly cloudy, warm, and breezy here on a Monday afternoon with highs in the low 70s. Colorado Springs, upper 70s and low 80s around Pueblo. More sunshine and a quiet day on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s to the mid 80s around the Pueblo area. And then a better chance for some stronger thunderstorms into the midweek on Wednesday. Cooling temperatures with highs in the upper 70s on Wednesday afternoon, low 80s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.